In this second edition of Girls, Youth and Development, let's hear what our partner Nyari Mashaamombe, a human rights activist, founder and executive director of Take a Life International, has for us today.
Today I'm joined by a talented and passionate young woman who is a co-founder and director of programs at My Edge Zimbabwe, a youth-led and founded organization. And Nyasha, welcome to this program today.
Thank you very much, Nyari, for inviting me.
So thank you very much again, Zimbabwe, for being with us. Today's topic really is going to discuss the linkages between economic hardships as we are facing them today in Zimbabwe and the link between that and gender-based violence against girls and young women, but as well as violence in our communities. Tell us your experience with young people as far as economic situation is concerned and violence against girls, young women, and community at large.
Okay, thank you very much, Nyari. It is very true that the economic conditions in Zimbabwe have really left the girl child vulnerable to all forms of gender-based violence, forms of manipulation, and all sorts of things that impede the development of the young girl into adulthood. So basically, at My Age Zimbabwe Trust, we promote issues of girl child empowerment, and we've been doing that by providing mentorship.
So you mentioned that there is a nexus between the difficulties in communities. I would like to know, I know you work in Mashingo, what are some of the issues that the young people are facing, the communities are facing right now because of this economic hardship?
Okay. So currently we have been working on the issue of ending child marriages. We've realized that due to the economic conditions prevailing, young women and girls are becoming very vulnerable to child marriages. Especially right now, since we are in a drought situation, there's food shortages, money shortages, and everything else. So parents and guardians are actually forcing those young girls to get married so that they can get something from the older men, which could be food or it could be money. So now the challenge that most girls are facing is dropping out of school and becoming someone's wife whilst they're still very young. And actually some of them cannot even be called young women, but they are adolescents. Wow.
So you spoke about the issue of child marriages that is rampant in Mashingo and how the drought has necessarily affected that. So we know that Zimbabwe recently outlawed child marriages. How is that affecting Mashingo? Because we know that on the 20th of January, the Constitutional Court outlawed child marriages.
The ruling of the Constitutional Court came at a very good time as we were implementing our project. But however now, as the issue child marriage is already did or it's already rooted in our society, so we're doing as much as we can to sensitize the communities to say there is this law which is now passed, but and then so that the communities can know what to do. So we've also been trying to make sure that communities come up with what we call community charters, where they decide, because we have this ruling with the Constitutional Court, how best can they implement it with their own communities. So it's still a process. You know what happens whenever there's something new that comes up, and something else. There might be a process of awareness.
Yes. I love what you just mentioned about your including of the community as the key responsible people of that work in the community of ending child marriages. In the interest of time, a quick word: that what can the youth do to address issues that affect the young people? You spoke about child marriages. I know there is a lot. I do know that there is the issue of drugs that young people go through. There is the issues of helplessness that's just been happening. So tell me what can the young people do? What can communities do? What can the government do to intervene in this current situation?
I I think it is the responsibility of communities to take care of the girl child either way, because the, by virtue of them being children, they need to be taken care of by the community. So the communities should know that it is wrong and it is not improper to impede on the development of the girl child and allow them to go to school. And where possible, allow them to start small businesses, because we have had a case whereby entrepreneurship activities, some parents, they don't allow their girl child to participate, but yet it is a solution to the economic challenges they'll be facing. Then also for the girl child themselves, we've been encouraging them to be forthcoming. We have a lot of projects for girls, but sometimes because of some sort of hesitation, the girl child may not really participate. So we've been motivating them to say, you should take charge of your future, you should take charge of your life, do what you can and look for support. So we have opened up our arms to all the girl child in my...
I think we have lost it, and I'll just summarize.
Maybe it was great to hear from Nyasha and as a young woman sharing her own experiences about the issues of girl children and young women in Mashingo. And unfortunately, the network was jealousy, but she was going to tell, she had told us that it is the responsibility of communities as well to take charge of ending child marriages. It is the, also, I believe it is the responsibility of our local governments and local authorities to make sure that the law is working for the people, and also that people, those who are going against the law in violating girls and young women and women and just the community at large, are actually the law is applied. But at the same time, encouraging the government to take people seriously, and also to just put in place policies and laws that protect people, but also investment, because I mean, people are suffering, there are no jobs.
Thanks very much, Nyari Mashamombe, a human rights activist, founder of and executive director of Take a Life International, a girls and young women's rights organization. Thanks also to Nyasha Panisa Sitole, a co-founder and program director of My Age Zimbabwe, a youth organization based in Masvingo province.
Welcome, Mira. Mugariro akaiba, mumiriro sheba mwe.